Yeah, I'm not sure who's playing. It's a good team right from the goaltending out. We can't get fooled by the shots on goal in our last game. We were on the outside all night long, not just in front of the goalie, but throughout the game. So that's our bad one. We have found ways to get some points along the way here. I think we've been pretty consistent. I don't think we played that well against Calgary. Give Calgary some credit, though. They checked very well, too. But it's not acceptable, so we got to get back at it.
And it's that mindset of getting those bodies in front of Bishop or whoever it may be.
Yeah, we take a lot of pride, and we talk about it a lot and show a lot of video about taking care of our blue, not letting people stand in there, and us getting to their blue. I think it's a very important part of the game. It's a very important part of what you want to be as a team. And for the most part, we've been pretty consistent, but now we've had a little bit of a hiccup there where I just thought we were soft. I thought we were soft in front of our net. We were soft in front of their net. And it's to be remedied. We need to do it right away.
Bob, lineups, Bob and Will.
Mm-hmm.
Any changes?
Nope.
What was the thinking on Scott?
We have a little bug going through the team. We're not sure. Some guys felt a little sick, but just to have someone here, just in case something happens like that.
I'm sorry, Matt, I didn't phrase that well. Why him? I mean,
he's played very well.
Okay.
The reports I've gotten from Johnny Madden and Billy Zito down there, I guess Sonny played really good the other night, goal and three assists. But for the full ride there so far, the most consistent player has been Scott. So he gets an opportunity. And we're trying to do it through merit with the big club. We're trying to do it merit with the club down there. So that's the observations we get from Johnny down there.
Are there any updates on Matt Calvert? And I know it's day to day, he's IR. But
day to day.
You talked about Zach after the last game, maybe not having his best game. I know you're just talking to him a minute ago. Is that just propping him up, keeping him encouraged?
Oh, he's fine. You guys are the ones trying to talk him in that he's tired. He's not tired.
No.
I mean, he's 19. He's having a ball and playing really well. And had a couple of mistakes, but also did some really good things in that game. I just want him to worry about each and every day. As the team here, we're just concerned about each and every day and going about our business. And I'm not worried about him at all. He has his maturity mentally is beyond his years. So,
towards in incorporating what you want to achieve through training camp, safe as death, those types of elements into the game, how have they been received?
Yeah. It's gone pretty well, Peck. I think we've tried to. I think we've added some young players, some youth, and some speed. We're a faster team. I think we've brought in some more skill. The deal for Jonesy towards the end of last year, Zach coming in here. As I tell our guys every day, our engine is our back end. Murray's healthy. I think we can play a little bit of a different game. We've got some more skill with some of those young guys coming. So we've kind of made a deal. We'll let them go. Do what you have to do. Make your reads. We hope they're smart reads through the neutral zone. We don't want them getting stubborn. When there's no play to be made, we still want to be able to forecheck, but we're kind of relying on them a little bit. And but that does not take away from being reckless either. Playing fast, playing offensively, making some plays when you can, isn't being an idiot and being stubborn. And we're still trying to find our way a little bit there through some minutes of the games. But for the most part, our guys have been good. And we have a good, fresh attitude, I think, with some of the youth with our club. And we've had a fairly good start here as we've started the season.